This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, now Chelsea, I have about 10 different ways the world is screwed that we didn't really know before articles. But screw that. I have a fun one.
I like that that's the one you chose.
It's a follow-up to our AI saga. This comes from a website called Futurism. I've never heard of it before. It's just too fun to pass up. And it kind of makes sense because it's an AI follow-up. Anyhow, this is written by Noor Al-Sabai, September 6, 2024. Very recent. Article title, Man Arrested for Creating Fake Bands with AI and Then Making $10 million by Listening to Their Songs with Bots.
Wait, does this work for podcasts too?
Well, let's find out.
Okay, let's.
Also, remember, he's been arrested.
Why would he be arrested for... Let's find out.
Let's find out.
So many questions already.
An alleged scammer has been arrested under suspicion that he used AI to create a wild number of fake bands and fake music to go with them, and faking untold streams with more bots to earn millions in ill-gotten revenue. In a press release, the Department of Justice announced that investigators have arrested 52-year-old North Carolina man Michael Smith, who has been charged with a purportedly 7-year scheme that involved using his real-life music skills to make more than $10 million in royalties. Indicted on 3 counts involving money laundering and wire fraud, the Charlotte area man faces a maximum of 20 years per charge. With bona fide artists struggling to make ends meet via music streaming services, Smith allegedly worked with the help of 2 unnamed accomplices, a music promoter and the CEO of an AI music firm, to create, as the indictment states, quote, hundreds of thousands of songs that were then fraudulently streamed, end quote. We need to get a ton of songs fast, Smith emailed his alleged co-conspirators in late 2018 to make this work around the anti-fraud policies these guys are all using now. Around that same time, the CEO of the AI music company, which has also not been named, began allegedly providing the musician with thousands of songs on a weekly basis. Smith in turn would then use automation to generate tons of listens for the crappy tunes. Which, I feel that's editorializing. We don't know if all of them are crappy. AI can make some good songs.
Yeah.
Keep in mind what we're doing musically here, the CEO wrote in an email to the defendant that the DOJ released. This is not music, it is instant music. The songs that the AI CEO provided to Smith originally had file names full of randomized numbers and letters such as, I'm not going to read that, the DOJ noted in its detailed press release. When uploading them to streaming platforms, including Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music, the man would then change the song's names to words like zygotes, zygotic, and zyme bedewing, whatever that is. The artist naming convention also followed a somewhat similar pattern, with names ranging from the normal sounding Calvin Mann to head scratchers like Calorie Event, Calm Scorching, and Calypso Zord, X-O-R-E-D. To manufacture streams for these songs, Smith allegedly used bots that stream the songs billions of times without any real person listening. As with similar schemes, the bots' meaningless streams were ultimately converted into royalty paychecks for the people behind them. When reached by the New York Times regarding the extremely well-documented allegations of fraud and streaming platform manipulation, Smith issued a hilariously affronted statement. Quote, this is absolutely wrong and crazy. There's absolutely no fraud going on whatsoever. How can I appeal this? End quote, huh? Is what Michael Smith said. End quote, end of article.
I feel the same way he does at the end of the article. What was wrong with what he did?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what the Department of Justice is doing stepping in. And they even highlight at the beginning of the article that music streaming services are screwing over actual artists. So maybe they should be going after those. But at the same time,
they're confused about their role in this.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some pretty good, I've recommended him before, R.M. Brown, who's a fantastic, I guess, a political comedy commentator who uses AI music just profoundly well. It has its place. It can be great. There's nothing, as far as I know, copyright infringing or illegal about it. There's nothing copyright infringing or illegal about bots. So I'm just very confused as to what actually happened here.
Okay, so we're just feeling confused by the end of this article. One, and how to do this. Number two, why he's in trouble.
And who knows, maybe we turn this whole story into a song, a melodic rock opera about the man whose ill-gotten fortune set him for doom. I don't know, the AI can fill in at this point.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be a nice song here, in which hopefully we don't get in trouble over.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you guys got 48 hours to make your own song, just the praising our greatness, and we'll see you for your Halloween episode on Friday. Bye.
Okay, bye.